World Council Headquarters. Anita Halleck, meanwhile, was smiling across her desk at Carlos Otero. The network owner sat glowering at her like a dark thundercloud. Otero was in his office in Boston, but the holographic phone link made it appear as if he were sitting in the same room with Halleck.
"You can't keep him under wraps like this," he said, nearly growling. "He's news, for God's sake. The Star Traveler."
"Do you want him disrupting your network again?" Halleck challenged. "Do you want him shooting off like a loose cannon again?"
"I want him on Otero Network."
Halleck bit back the refusal that immediately sprang to her mind. Instead, she drew in a calming breath and realized that it would be better to have Otero as an ally than an enemy. Far better. Slowly, carefully, she replied, "I think that might be arranged, Carlos." Otero's mustachioed face broke into a happily surprised grin.
"It could?"
"Under the proper circumstances."
"What do you mean?"
"You can have Kel appearing on your network exclusively, but not live. Let him say anything he wants to, but our security people will edit his speech. We will allow only the edited version to go out on the air."
Otero's expression darkened. "Only the sanitized version?"
"Yes. He can talk about this death wave all he wants to, and about the other worlds that he wants to save from it. But nothing about the new technologies that the aliens have developed. Nothing about his wife or her people."
"Why not? That's news. People would be extremely interested."
"Too interested," said Halleck. "I don't want the general public expecting miracles from New Earth. We've got to be very careful about how we allow alien technology to be introduced here."
"Like the ban on nanotechnology?"
Halleck nodded. "Very much like the ban on nanotech. New technology can be dangerous."
Rubbing his swarthy chin, Otero muttered, "You want to control how much new technology is introduced to Earth?"
"Control it very carefully," Halleck said. "Control it so that it helps us to regulate the situation instead of letting everything run wild."
"Protect the people from themselves."
"Exactly."
Otero leaned back in his chair and smiled at the head of the World Council. Remembering that Anita Halleck's body teemed with nanomachines that were forbidden to everyone else on Earth, he said, "But Kel can appear on Otero Network."
"Should be quite a feather in your cap, Carlos."
"Yes, it will be."
Her expression hardening, Halleck said, "But Kel and that alien wife of his are to be kept separated. We can't have him taking over your network and all the others. That must not happen again."
"Of course not," Otero agreed.